Buddy, and thank you for tuning into an episode of Silly Goose Sports Talk. I'm Big T.
And I'm Skippy. Before we get into this episode, please like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell because it helps us to get this take of Lee Sports News. Welcome back to another episode, ladies and gentlemen.
We're cooking again.
We are cooking again. It's March. March Madness is on the, it's here.
It's on the horizon.
It's here, yeah. It's not even on
the JMU episode. Punched their ticket. That's the only thing I know.
Yeah. So, we can get cooking first. A bit of spring training news.
Same old.
I mean, it's spring training, but it's actually been pretty fun to watch.
I'll get started with
the Pirates. Just running through the games. We beat the Blue Jays, we lost to the Orioles, we beat the Braves, we beat the Twins. We lost to the Tigers, lost to the Phillies, lost to the Red Sox, we beat the Braves. Tomorrow we're going to fight the Blue Jays. But, I mean, it's just, spring training
ends
on, spring training ends March 28th. Fred Nat season starts April 5th. Baseball's around the corner, man.
Yes, sir.
How Nat's doing this week?
I have not looked. The Orioles are just chugging along, they're winning some, they're losing some, and that's okay.
That's pretty much what it is. Looks like the same for the Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
Actually, they're winning more than they're losing, it appears. Because we beat the Mets, the Nationals beat the Cardinals, they beat the Twins. They lost to the Marlins and the Astros and the Cardinals and the Mets.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox and the Astros and the... Oh. Well, maybe I was wrong. I mean, it's free training, so anything goes. But again, tune into a game, man. I went outside this morning. What was it? Like 70 degrees?
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful outside. The corner.
It's getting warmer.
One of the days I don't complain about being outside at work.
Right.
But just copy and paste the weather today and just keep it the rest of the year.
Oh, for real. Hopefully it'll be like that tomorrow, but who knows? Virginia weather's weird.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, Orioles doing their own thing. They get the real season kicked off on the 28th against the Angels.
I just want to talk for a second about the Washington Wizards. What did they do this week?
Oh good lord. Let's check.
They're losing 47-72.
Huh?
In the third quarter. They're losing 47-72.
Holy smokes.
That's a blowout, right?
Yes. That's a blowout if I've ever seen one. Ugh. I mean, I thought the Grizzlies were better than that. Well, it's not hard to be worse than the Wizards. Well, it's not hard to be better than the Wizards, is what I was meant to say.
I was going to say.
Capitals, on the other hand, it's time to check them out. They've been underwhelming at best.
Are you guys playing playoffs?
Never mind. Thursday night, buddy.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We don't have to talk about that one.
No, we're gonna talk about it.
They beat the Blackhawks 4-1, and then they lost to the Jets 3-0.
No, I want to complain.
Okay, complain about it then.
Man, these Penguins have been. They've been sucking recently. They've been on losing streak. Well, I mean, we started off the week beating the Blue Jackets 5-3, and I'm like, yeah, man, heck yeah. And then we went to the Capitol Arena, as you do. We lost 6-0. We go over to the Bruins, we lose 5-1. We go to the Oilers, okay? It's the Oilers 4-0 loss. Now it's the third period. We have 3 minutes left, and we're losing 1-0 to the Senators.
Oof.
Safe to say, playoffs are not happening, bud. They're not happening.
Yeah.
28-27, we might end up with a winning record. If we're lucky.
Yeah, and the Capitals are clinging on to any little last little grain of hope. And it's not gonna happen. Yeah. Ovechkin has done, let's see. Nothing. Absolutely nothing he's done, it looks like. recently. He had an assist versus the Blackhawks, so we'll give him that. But he's so hot and cold these days. I'd really like to see him pass Gretzky, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Penguins have been trading a lot of their players, like Gretzky, I think.
Gretzky?
No. No, it wasn't Gretzky. My bad. Oh, what was his name? Who did the Penguins just trade? He's pretty notable.
Letang?
Gunsel. Yeah, Gunsel. Yeah, I don't know if we talked about this last week. But we're starting to trade our, you know, our older guys for really young players.
And the Capitals traded Kuznetsov, which made me sad.
For a couple new prospects. But, you know, it's the young bloods coming in. That's how this next couple of years are going to be going. It's going to be rebuilding, get these new guys in. But, you know.
And, they got rid of... The Caps traded Mantha, which I like Mantha. He's been one of the main solid guys in the past 2 or 3 years there with the Caps. But what really made me sad was the trading of Evgeny Kuznetsov to the good old Carolina Hurricane.
Yeah.
I think he'll do good there. I really think he will. I wish him the best there.
Yeah. Again, it's, you know,
it's gonna be
a rough couple months and years as we trade our guys off or they retire.
But we do have some other stuff going on in the world. Football free agency.
Yeah. Yeah. Who did Steelers just gain?
What'd you say?
Who did the Steelers just gain? I forgot his name.
Yeah, y'all just picked up Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell Wilson. I mean, that's interesting, man.
The Commanders picked up Zach Ertz. Yeah. We picked up Austin Eckler.
Which is kind of crazy.
Which I did not expect. My boss texted me. I thought I was in trouble. And when I see her name pop up, I'm like, oh! We got Austin Eckler. Nice.
I mean, yeah. I don't know if we will start Russell Wilson. That'd be kind of interesting. But we'll see. I mean, we'll just see.
And Antonio Gibson has signed with the Patriots, so bye-bye.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be a weird couple months. It's going to be a weird couple months. Well, when is the XFL or whatever it is, the USFL?
The UFL gets started. When does it get started? Let me find out. When did the season start?
Oh, did it already start? No.
Nope, it starts. Regular season starts on March 30th.
Huh. Cool. So we'll have to watch out for that.
Yeah.
They combined with the
XFL. Yeah, and the DC Defenders, the Beer Snake.
DC Defenders are all we have, Timmy.
Long live the Beer Snake, pal.
God bless. But yeah.
Who else did Pittsburgh pick up in NFL?
I'm not sure.
I haven't followed. I know they traded Deontay Johnson for some guy.
They did. Yeah, they did for new guys.
Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, them getting Russell Wilson really shocked me.
So we traded Deontay Johnson for Carolina Panthers, Dante Johnson.
Huh.
So that just happened, which is kind of surprising a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Again, it's kind of rough to see some of these guys who have been here for a couple years.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
That's just sports.
Yeah, but all right, that's all I really have. Want to quickly go over NASCAR?
Who won? I don't remember. Christopher Bell won. Yeah, Christopher Bell won the NASCAR race. I was not watching it. I had it on the radio in the background, but when you have multiple dudes in your car, you can't really hear much.
Right.
But yeah.
That's all I have.
Any notable songs you've listened to?
Oh. Well, what song I've been working on guitar? Our Ooh. Love, baby. Huey Lewis and the News. That's my favorite band.
Nice.
If you didn't know.
Well, so I can tell. I can tell, pal. All
right.
I gotta give the album of the week to, you know what? Let's do it. The Comeback by Zac Brown Band.
Okay. You know, good pick. Good, solid pick.
And all right, well, that's all I have for y'all. That probably concludes this week.
I got Max Verstappen
won the F1 race again.
Oh, okay.
Like 19th in a row or something.
Yeah. All right, well, with that, everybody, thank you for coming for another week. And we will see you all next one. Keep on honking.